This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
DayHealthShow.com.
Sum up Dean Martin's life. I'm reading this biography of John Wayne, and he was in a couple of movies with John Wayne, and they were friends. And what he didn't tell John Wayne, John Wayne was not only an actor, but he was a producer, director, he had his own production company, etc., etc., etc. And so he was responsible for, if you're a fan of John Wayne's, you know that many of the same faces, like Bob Steele and Yakima Canutt and Garth, what the heck was this guy's, Nevins, I think was his name, the whole bunch of Bruce Cabot, Paul Fix, he'd have the same people, Harry Carey Sr. and Jr., were in all of his movies. For his, like, the whole career, you could see these same guys acting in all the movies. And so I was reading the story about how Dean Martin got a couple of jobs, and he didn't tell John Wayne what he really thought. He was such a fan of John Wayne's, loved him, loved his movies, loved everything about him. He said, "I would have done pictures with him for nothing, just to be in the pictures with him," which I thought was kind of cute.
That's
like
awesome.
He's in, whether it's El Paso or Rio Lobo, one of the things he plays a drunken marshal. And then they sort of repeated the same story in Robert Mitchum. The second one played a drunken marshal. It's just, you know, the old John Wayne movies are kind of fun. So there he was, Dean Martin, with one of our April songs as we get into April. April love, April rain, April. What does April stand for with you when you think about it? What impact does April have on you, Jay? It's a good day program, by the way. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. What
it
impact
is,
does...
It stands between me and my birthday. That's what it does.
Ah, when's your birthday?
I'm trying to get May, into right? May. Yeah, in May.
May.
I'm a May
tourist. What day in May?
But I do like April. Yeah, I do
May
like April. May 10th.
Right, this,
May so every 10th. So often it falls on Mother's Day. Right?
Yeah,
Mother's
okay. Happy Mother's
Day. I'll text you.
Oh, okay.
I'll say, hey, good morning. Today's
Make
my birthday.
Sure. Today's my birthday. Hooray!
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Yep.
Historical facts about Jay. All right, so how many people are killed? By the way, that would be a good question. What's your favorite April song, and what does it mean? Maybe more, I don't care about favorite songs, actually. But what does April mean to you? What is the impact of April on you? Does it make you happy? More people happy than sad?
Well, yeah, because especially those who hate winter.
Yeah.
It's spring. Even though spring officially starts in March, April is like, okay,
yeah,
you are in spring. Flowers
it.
Are blooming.
Right.
They are pretty if you're not allergic to them. But I think that a lot of people, it's like things, like you, Doug, things are warming up. And now one more stop until summer.
Farm time. It's great. If we can stop the rain. We get 3 days of rain coming this week. You know, I was talking to your father yesterday, and he said it was raining there yesterday. Well, that rain's moving into the northeast today. We had a lot of rain here. I wasn't around last week, but I know things got muddy, and they dry out pretty quickly. But still, it's let's dry it out so we can get some seeds in the ground and watch things grow. There's nothing that children are more curious about than watching things grow. There's a sense I'm watching my second grandson, who's will be three in November, is getting very curious. He's very adventurous, and he's learning, like, instead of walking around the backyard at his house, he runs around. And when we were out last Saturday, he hit a little crack in the cement and went down and scraped his elbow and his arm, and he looked at me, he looked at his father, and not until he realized we were both looking at him and we were concerned about him did he start crying. he looked around, what just happened to me? And then realized, oh, it hurts. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, what
that
I'm saying...
That initial shock, yeah.
Yeah, very serious stuff for a youngster. But there are lots of things that happen in April that are just great things. You allow yourself to enjoy the month and life in general, because it's like a rebirth. And that's my philosophical overview for this hour of the Good Day program. Although there may be some philosophy in my overview of the Florida State Supreme Court upholding the 15-week abortion ban. So now there's going to be a 6-week ban, I guess, right? This is part of the controversy. This is real controversy upholding the state's 15-week abortion ban, which has been challenged by any number of groups in court, I think. The mm-hmm. state Supreme Court heard arguments last fall, took the case request. This is the people who want to weigh in on whether the ban can be temporarily blocked. But
yeah, there will be a huge vote on this come November.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the 6-week trigger ban, which was signed into law by DeSantis, goes into effect next month, will prohibit the procedure before most women know that they're even pregnant.
Mm-hmm. So this makes sense when you think about people who are staunchly against abortion. They are against abortion uh-huh. at no matter how many.
What?
There are some people who are against abortion after a certain amount of weeks, but people who are like, no, abortion is murder, abortion is bad. Anybody who feels that way, they feel that way right when conception hits. So it makes sense for them to want the 6-week abortion ban, because that is... Technically, when you are 6 weeks pregnant, most women don't know until between 5 and 6 weeks pregnant, but when you are 6 weeks pregnant, you're actually only like 3 weeks pregnant, because the way that it's calculated is from the first day of a woman's cycle. So you are 2 weeks pregnant before you're actually even pregnant.
Mm. So that's something I didn't know, or if I did know it, I didn't think about it. Well, it's controversy on top of controversy on top of controversy. It's one of those things... You know, abortion, birth control, kind of like capital punishment. It's, you know, one of the, you never get an agreement on it. It's like what's going on in the Middle East. You'll never have these sides. I wish we could. Mm-hmm. I wish we could. That would be my wish and hope, that we bring ourselves to a peaceful settlement of all of these issues. But human beings and personalities being what they are, it's, you know, not likely. Here's another case. The Trump hush money case, Trump keeps yammering on, talking about the family of the judge and this kind of stuff. He's just asking for it. I don't know why he doesn't. I do know why, because he's got this problem, and he can't shut the hell up. And he feels like he has to attack everybody, and so the gag order is extended, and he hasn't obeyed it. You know, if the judge wants him to obey it, or if he wants him not to... to do what he does, then you put him in jail. He's contempt of court, so put him in jail if you don't want him to talk about it. That's the only way you're going to shut him up. He's not going to shut up unless you act. Threatening him is not going to do any good. Put him in jail. It isn't. What, you know, he's not capable of not spouting off. He just
isn't. And this isn't just a Trump thing. This is like a lot of people are this way. If you tell them to do something, they will not do it. If you tell them not to do something, even if they already were planning to not do that thing, but you tell them not to do that thing, they're now going to do that thing.
Yeah.
For the pure fact that you told them not to.
All right. In Tennessee, the Elvis Act has been put into place. Do you know what the Elvis Act is? When you were living in Tennessee, they were working on it.
But it makes sense because Graceland is in Memphis, so the fact that there's some kind of something called Elvis Act, but exactly what is it?
Well, it was started before AI really became a thing, but this is the first state in the country that actually has enacted legislation, and the reason they called it the Elvis Act, this is AI misuse. So what they're trying to do is ensure... the likeness and the voice and the image of stars like Elvis not be used in some way to make money that doesn't involve permission from the people who own the image. That is Priscilla and the daughter. So Governor Bill Lee has praised this event, underscoring the state's dedication to preserve its musical history, rich as it is. And who better... to symbolize this than the Elvis person, right? I mean, under the circumstances, who's better known from Tennessee than Elvis?
Well, yeah, I mean, Memphis is iconic with Graceland, but also, who is more impersonated than Elvis?
Right? That's true. Go to Las Vegas. Every street corner, there's an Elvis. One way or the other, you'll find them everywhere there. United Airlines, asking pilots to take time off next month because they can't get the new Boeing planes that they were promised for the summertime. So there's a delay because they're trying to figure out what the, you know, what to do. The production has slowed down of 737s for obvious reasons. So here's the first place where I've seen an airline say, well, we can't do as much as we thought we were going to be able to do because we don't have enough planes. And so there's a lesson here. You know, what they don't tell you, the behind the scenes, and this comes from a guy who's a plane geek, so I know what they've done. They've retired a bunch of older planes that they didn't really have to, but they were the new planes, whether it's Boeing, Airbus, whoever makes them, the engines are much better, so they don't use as much fuel. The older planes use more fuel. That's why in many circumstances, like American, and I'm getting into the weeds here, but I'll tell you a story. American had over 100 757s and 60-some-odd 767s when they went into COVID. They grounded them all. They didn't use them during COVID because they used more fuel. So they sold all the 757s to Delta. Delta took them to their shop, if you want to call it that. They put new energy-saving engines on them. They redid the inside of the plane so they look new, and they get another 15 years out of them. And they're just as good. I think they're much more comfortable planes, frankly, than the A321s that I go back and forth across the country in every week or so. But very interesting. They've asked the pilots to take time off because they don't have enough planes. Huh. They're looking for 191 new planes this year, and they only need to get 88. So that'll be interesting. All right, that's that story. Hello, 18 after on Good Day.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough. My bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
With the presence of Warren Eckstein, our pet's best friend, the pet show is something he's been hosting. I believe Marconi started with radio in 1929, and Warren was 1934. I think that's when this all started.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now at 23 after the hour, it's our social media segment for this hour, and here we sort of focus on the things that come out of the social media experience. And some, my friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who has Scamicide, the Scamicide.com website, has asked me to explain to you or to quickly remind you, in order to prevent your email from being filtered as junk, avoid using all upper or lowercase letters in the subject line and don't include any exclamation points. That sounds pretty simple.
Can you include emojis?
I believe you can. Yes. Avoid the upper and lowercase letters in the subject line, like all of them. They have to go up and down like a regular sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And no exclamation points. So, there you go. Exclamation points seem to be the baddie there, much as anything else. I thought that tip was kind of relevant. Google has announced it's going to delete billions and billions of Chrome browser records. They have trying to settle this backlog of lawsuits against them, major antitrust showdowns with the Justice Department. So they have resolved their, this is what, the fourth case in 4 months?
Yeah. And they're like not even done yet.
Yeah, this is a...
There's so many cases against them, including how they, what they did with data, how they got it and what they used it for. And that's why they're going to go ahead and just delete a lot of the stuff from the late, as part of the latest settlement.
So here's another one of those. This is from Visa and MasterCard. They had an antitrust lawsuit against them because of swipe fees with the people that use, not the buyers, but the merchants.
Mm-hmm.
So they announced a major settlement this week, ending two decades of litigation. Can you imagine how much money the lawyers have made in this? The fees that are charged every time a credit or debit card is used in a store. So this deal lowers and caps the fees charged by the two major processing outfits, that's Visa and MasterCard, and allow those of us who are in small business to collectively bargain for rates. Instead of paying them an automatic 3% or whatever it is they require, you want the business, then you pay us 2%, take a couple of points off. So they'll be vying against each other as much as anything else. But the retailers of America, whether they're small ones or big ones, say the settlement is a good development, but more needs to be done to remedy the swipe fee situation. The lower fees will be They're not going to be enforced forever. It's like they're experimenting for the next 3-4 years, apparently. And then the fees go back to their current levels. So
this hurts the mom and pop shops. Yeah, this hurts the local businesses and all that stuff. And I think we've all been there where they ask, we're going to pay, and they ask, is that cash or credit? And then you have your card, and then even the machine's like, is this a debit or a credit? And I'll ask, like, does it matter for you? Would you prefer I use debit because you're probably getting charged with a credit? And if I ask them, most times they will say debit would really help us.
Yeah.
Because they don't get charged off of the debit.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's why, for example, when I buy something at an auction and I want to pay for it with a credit card, they'll add 3 points. So I spend $100, I got to pay $103. I won't use the word because it gets used in the wrong way, but begins with an R. The public is being, what's the Jewish expression? Yenst. We're all being yinsed. That's another word for getting screwed, and it's just ridiculous.
It is.
So, but it's their way of making, that's why these companies are as wealthy as they are. So Visa and MasterCard paying $6 billion, you'll get a notice in the mail. Well, if you bought something with Visa or MasterCard, you're going to get 19 cents back or something like that. At any rate, at least they're working on it. You feel like somebody's doing something for you, right? 28 past the hour. This is the Good Day program.
Thank you for great money-saving ideas. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Among recent suggestions submitted to the blog, double-check your checking and bank accounts for those trial subscriptions and memberships that have become permanent if you don't cancel them, which many, possibly most, don't or forget to. You may not have noticed small automatic payments. 2 energy-saving tips for the kitchen. If you cover and wrap foods in the fridge, you will prevent moisture from escaping and ask less of the compressor. Use plastic wrap, not aluminum foil. And you should only run the dishwasher when it's full. Several who posted are selling their gently used clothing online at Poshmark or Depop, DEPOP.com. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Despite the deaths of 3 humanitarian aid workers and an Israeli airstrike, the Biden administration is maintaining its current policy toward Israel. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president anticipates a prompt and comprehensive investigation into the incident. Nonetheless, President Biden is under pressure to cease providing weapons to Israel amid the conflict. A powerful 7.4 earthquake has resulted in the loss of nearly a dozen lives in Taiwan, with more than 900 people being injured. There are still concerns the death toll could rise as dozens are trapped in highway tunnels. Senator Bernie Sanders is championing the idea of a 4-day work week. The independent senator from Vermont penned an op-ed for CNN highlighting that the wealthiest people in the country have never had it so good. Sanders advocates for a 32-hour work week without any reduction in pay. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Your thoughts matter. Voice your opinion at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of your imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation.
Gene Wilder, one of the great actors, I think, of our time. Died too young. That's from Willy Wonka. He was
that
married to Roseanne.
So
Rosanna.
Magical, but
yeah.
Sorry, no, that scene is so magical, but when you hear just the song itself without the visual, it's creepy, man.
Yeah, well, a lot of things are like that under the circumstances. I liked him. I started to say he was married to Roseanne Rosanna Dana, who was on SNL for many years. That wasn't her. That was the character's name that she played. I'm trying now to remember her real name, and I can't. I just remember her as Roseanne, Rosanna Dana. And Wilder was on SNL for a while, too, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's how they met. Anyway, something for us to enjoy as we get started this half hour, the Good Day program. We're 2 weeks, actually less than 2 weeks now, from the Boston Marathon. I do a local television program here on the things that are going on in town. We have a program running we did a week or so ago with the people that are running from Framingham. You know that in many communities there are groups that get together, Jay, to pledge. If you're going to support a runner, then they ask you to pledge a certain amount of money. And the people from Framingham over the last few years have raised $1 million for various charities, four or five charities that are headquartered in Framingham. I think that's astounding, frankly. When you get right down to it, it does show you how wonderfully warm and open most people are. This is just Framingham is a microcosm of the rest of the state, the rest of the country, and the loyal fans here who have been supporting these people that run, many of them for years and years and years. We had three or four people on the program that have been doing this for 20, 30 years. And then there's the story of the golden retriever named Spencer, who is always has become famous because of his participation. He runs with the runners, holds his sign, Boston Strong, and so people are very affectionate. They call him the Boston Marathon Dog. Well, at least they did. He passed away late last year. And so a lot of people have gotten together. What's going on today is that they're erecting a statue in Spencer's name and his image. The town of Ashland, which is next to Framingham. You come through, you start in Hopkinton, then you go through Ashland, then you come to Framingham. So the monument was unveiled last weekend as a symbol of unconditional love. And it's all over the local papers here today, pictures of it. Really kind of a cool dog. I remember seeing him once. It's that kind of stuff that people really rally around. Isn't it? Think about it. We all rally around dog stories or dogs because the dogs are one way, and that is accepting and forgiving. And we have a lot to learn.
Unconditional.
Exactly. Yep. I can't, and when I come back from a trip, like I was gone for a week and Daisy was here, and as soon as I came in, she turned inside out, and she's not been more than 2 inches away from me since I got back. They just love you, and if you love them back, you love them. That's all you need. A story here of a fellow named Lou Carter, who was the last survivor of the USS Arizona after the Pearl Harbor attack, has died at the age of 102. Can you imagine what he saw, what he lived through, what this man did when the battleship exploded and sank? He lived in Grass Valley, California, had heart failure, but 102, not bad. There were 1,177 sailors on that ship, and he survived. How many times did he tell the story? Probably. What it did to the battleship and how these people, the monstrosity of that day is, I think, depicted well in the story of the Arizona. And so many people think, we've grown up and grown beyond it, but the hatred, the mistrust of Japanese people because of that went on for decades. And still some
and
of the old
really
timers
wasn't even that long
hold
ago.
On to it. No, it wasn't. It was in 1941. So, you're looking at 80 years ago. And it's just 82 years ago. This guy was somebody. He retired from being in the Navy in 1967. Was in the Navy for 28 years. Born in Wisconsin. Family moved to Colorado. He walked 5 miles one way to school every day. How about that? That's the old story, right? You hear from people, I walked in the snow 2 miles to school. This guy did it.
I'll tell.
Yeah. And he had, the thing about Pearl Harbor wasn't his only mishap. In 1943, he and the crew who were in, he was a member of the Black Cats Squadron, dive bombers, and they were shot down near New Guinea, and he had to avoid the sharks. The water was full of sharks. It looks like some of the members of his group, of his battalion, were eaten by sharks. Don't panic, though. He said, you'll be dead. That's what they told you. If you do have to go down in the water, you know, be cool, calm, and collected. Anyway, a lot of great stories about this guy. But someone who needs to be acknowledged for sure, I think. Lou Conter, passing away. All right, see if you can get into this and explain. I'm going to come to you, Jay, because this is another Tennessee story. Not that you're the expert on all things Tennessean. We're talking about the Elvis rule that was passed about, you know, people stealing others' identity using it in AI. This is the story of a burning trailer full of Bibles on Easter Sunday that was left outside of an evangelical church on Easter morning. The police were, this appears to be a deliberate act. It wasn't something that was an accident. The trailer was set fire at this church, the Global Vision Bible Church. Where is Mount Juliet in relation to Nashville?
It's in the Nashville metro area. It's Wilson County, so it's a county over from Davidson County, where Nashville is. But it's one of the suburbs, if you will, of Nashville.
Mm. So this trailer had been dropped off in the middle of the street and then intentionally set on fire. I haven't seen any other. I'm trying to figure this out.
Well, that's definitely deliberate. It's an act that happened on Easter in front of a church.
Yeah. So who's responsible? Who would do something like this? See a picture. It's all over, you know, all over social media. An open trailer full of Bibles. So this guy, when he addressed his congregation, said the culprit would be getting into a good deal of trouble. He hadn't, you know, there is footage apparently, so they can identify this guy who did this. But you got to wonder why. What goes through somebody's mind? I thought when I first saw this, it was connected to the, you know, to Trump selling Bibles. You know, who knows in this day and age whether somebody, okay, these are old Bibles, let's burn them, and let's go buy some new Bibles from Donald Trump, which is one of the weirdest. Isn't it the concoction of that story, whatever the right word is, whether the stories that have been concocted around it? Why was Trump selling Bibles? What was that shtick about? I saw that he was, and I looked at it, it's just one more Trump story that I kind of ignored.
He's got to get that money. He owes money.
He's got the bond.
No, that's
the bond is now secure. He's got the bond.
Yeah.
Right? He's all set now. You don't have to worry about it.
Well, it was definitely a more attainable. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway. All right. The TSA is changing some of the rules. The Transportation Security Administration at the airports. So, one of the things is I've traveled with people. I have pre-check. I don't know, Jay, if you have pre-check or not. But if you're traveling with somebody and you have pre-check and they don't, should you? I think the TSA allows. I thought they did. I brought my children through when I went to get them last year or the year before, whenever it was. When I went to get Megan and Miles and bring them back to the East Coast, I have TSA. They didn't, but I brought them through with me, and they came through. But I understand why you're not supposed to bring through, because there are different rules. You go through this whole scrutiny of TSA pre-check stuff.
Well,
it expedites the screening for sure.
Yeah, and what's the other one? Clear, where you pay.
Yes.
You have a fee, like you're paying for it and stuff. So if anybody who's not paying for it, who isn't a member of that, if you will, I understand all of that stuff. But I feel like if you are traveling and your traveling companion, you have the pre-check and your companion doesn't, and they're not allowed to go through with you, I feel like you're allowed to go through without them and wait for them on the other side. But at the same time, that should be a discussion that is had prior to arriving at the airport. Like, understand where both of you stand. Don't just show up and be like, okay, see ya.
Yeah. And then who knows when you're going to catch up again, unless you got a phone and you're texting back and forth. Anyway, pre-check is something that's cool. They're making it a little easier. Even now, they're changing some of the rules, but they still do stupid stuff. I think I told you the story a week or two ago. I had a lot of extra toothpaste in California. So I thought, okay, well, I'm not going to use it out here. I'll bring it home to Massachusetts. So I put it in my bag, and when I got to the airport, there were three tubes. One of them was 1 ounce less than the other two. That the agent let me keep. The other two he threw away because it didn't fit in the guidelines. Mm-hmm. So I thought to my, and I said to him, "What?" I was really very, as you can imagine, I was pretty forthright with the guy. And I said, "This is BS." And I didn't say BS. And he looked at me and said, "Those are the rules, man." I said, "For an ounce, what sense does that make?" He says, "To me, it doesn't make any difference whether it makes sense or not. The rule is that if it's whatever it is, 18 ounces, you can't carry it. And if it's under that, then you can." So it's that kind of stuff. I knew that this came after the guy. Remember how many years ago was it? The guy had a tube of toothpaste or he put something under his
shoe. Oh, I feel like so many people have, done different things. Yeah. The shoe one. That's the one why we have to take our shoes off anymore.
Yeah.
I know a lot of times if they have the dogs that you walk past, you don't have to take your shoes off.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, the rules are rules, and if they break them, even if they don't care, they'll still get in trouble. You do it for one person, you have to do it for another person.
I'm one of those people who questions authority, and maybe that's what gets me into trouble when I get into trouble. All right, 48 after on Good Day.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. That's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I always look forward to the piano intro to our discussion with Warren Eckstein because he's such a wonderful guy and he always has the best messages for all of us. You can join him every weekend on The Pet Show. Find out where it is near you on thepetshow.com. You can listen to it online as well. Warren Eckstein, a fabulous expert when it comes to handling pets, training pets, knowing what's going on with your pet. The fact we were just talking about actress Angie Harmon, who had an experience with an Instacart driver who ended up shooting and killing her dog. This is something that happened this past weekend. And you wonder about, she told authorities, Warren, that the driver was let go because he claimed self-defense. But you got to wonder, do we know the whole story behind the story, Jay, here? Is this something where this dog was attacking? Doesn't look like from what I'm seeing.
She said there was no attack going on or anything like that. The driver already made the delivery and everything and then just turned and shot the dog and even kept saying, like, yeah, I shot your dog, all of this stuff. And then when police arrived, they let him go because he claimed self-defense. And police even said they probably aren't going to follow up with
it. Her kids are watching while this is going on.
I don't know if it's her older daughter or younger daughter. One of them is 18. One of them, I think, is still an older teenager. But absolutely traumatizing and devastating. And the Instacart delivery driver, I guess, was using a different account. He was using, like, a female's account or something. Female photo, female name, somebody that was not him at all.
You know, it sounds to me like there's a lot more investigation that has to go on here. You know, first of all, why is this guy carrying a gun? That's number one. You know, California is a tough state to get a gun permit, so I can't imagine that the gun is legal. No, that's number one. And number two is, what about the discharge of a firearm? I mean, if there was no sign of the dog's attack. I don't know what kind of dogs they were, but if there's no sign of the dogs attacking him, to take out a gun and shoot them is crazy. You know, could have shot in the air and scared them. And what about the fact that if the gun went off and ricocheted and hit one of her kids or someone else in the family? This is just a crazy, I'm going to delve into it further, but this is just a crazy, crazy story. But the bottom line is this, okay? There are people out there that either, my next door neighbor, for example, don't like dogs, hate dogs, or afraid of dogs, and just don't consider them living.
Aren't you glad you moved into that neighborhood?
Well, you know, so far since I had a confrontation, a friendly confrontation, I've yet to see him again. So that's
good.
But the bottom line is, here's my suggestion, okay? Whenever I go to answer my door, and my two dogs together weigh 14 pounds, and it makes no difference whether I have a 30-pound or a 100-pound dog. When I go to the door, what I do is I leave my dogs behind so there's no way for them to run out of the door, or if they're excited, jump on the person. I don't know if the person's afraid of dogs or not. So I would never allow the dog, unless he's on a leash and collar, to go to the front door with you unless it's well-trained like my dogs, where I can say sit and stay. This is a horrible story. I know you guys just told me about it this morning, so I want to do some more research, but it sounds to me that, number one, as Jay said, the account changing from a male name to a female name, there's got to be a lot more investigation.
That's a weird thing. Yeah,
it's very, very strange. It's something, and I'm really curious. Does anyone know what type of dogs they were? It doesn't say.
German Shepherd Beagle.
German Shepherd mix. Yeah.
German Shepherd Beagle.
Weird mix,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Huh?
That's a weird mix.
It is. You know, both of those breeds are great breeds of dogs, and blended breeds generally are super. What a horrible story! Can you imagine the trauma that those kids go through? It's unbelievable.
Right.
Unbelievable.
All right. Speaking of trauma. Authorities in Kentucky today say a 23-year-old man died after he fell while chasing his dog near a waterfall, trying to catch the dog before it went over the waterfall. It's another one of these things. This is in South Fork National Park, apparently. The guy's name is Isaac Turpin. His dog were hiking. The dog broke loose. He chased after it, and as the dog got to the falls, this guy tried to get him, and over he went. And that was the end of him. We'll almost do anything.
It's so important that he has. There's no doubt in my mind. I would definitely risk my life to save any one of my animals.
Yeah,
and someone else's animals as well. It's either in you or it's not in you. You know, it's one of those things. But again, it's so important. And you said he broke loose, but it's so important. I see this all the time. People walking their dogs off leash. There's no such thing as perfection. As well as I'd like to think some of the dogs I've trained over the years were 100%. There's no such thing as 100%. So if you're out there walking with your dog, unless you're in an enclosed area, please keep your dog on leashes. Every day I walk down my neighborhood and I see signs, this dog got loose, he's lost, this cat did. But keep your dog on a leash and a harness when you take him for a walk, and a lot of these traumatic stories will go away. One last thing, are you a mommy or daddy to your pet? Think about that for next week. Are you a mommy or a daddy, or are you just a pet guardian?
That's our homework. All right, that's our homework next week. Mommy or daddy to your pet. Hi, Warren Eckstein. Check him out on the Pet Show every weekend at thepetshow.com. It's 59 after here on Good Day.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.